When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
We've had really good prizes this week. Going to give our listeners a chance to win a $100 gift card to Metropolitan Hospitality Group. And a pair of tickets to Metallica. Mm-hmm. Right now, you can call us at 800-636-1067. We will play Fact or Fiction.
Very good.
800-636-1067. So get in for your chance to compete for those great prizes. So Juan Soto has made it known that he is willing to go anywhere.
Highest bidder. Opening the doors.
Yankees, of course, lost in the World Series in Game 5. My initial instinct...
By the way, I don't believe that.
My initial instinct was, why wouldn't he stay with the Yankees? Because he had a great year.
Yeah, well, I mean...
He gets to bat there with Aaron Judge and Stanton. Sick lineup. You'll compete for a World Series every year.
He's just telling everybody that it's open to any bidder.
Anybody
that wants to come in and place a bid, the door
There's
is wide
no
open
chance
for
he's
that.
Willing to go play for the White Sox.
If they were the highest bidder? You don't think so?
I don't think he would.
Okay.
I think he'd consider it.
I don't know.
I think he'd
when
think
he
about
knows
it.
He's not going to make the playoffs for probably many years.
No, I mean, he'd have to have assurances that they are upgrading other parts of the team other than just him.
It's going to be tough to do that if you're going to give him $700 million.
Do you have the audio? I want to hear the audio. Here's the audio of Juan.
Expect the Mets to come after me. I don't know what's the teams that want to come after me, but definitely I'll be open to this and every single team. I don't have any doors closed or anything like that, so I'm going to be available for all 30 teams.
I mean, there's some talk that the Dodgers are actually going to go after him.
I know, I've heard that.
Do they have room?
I mean, how much would their payroll be if they landed Juan
Soto? Would he really want to go play for the Angels who couldn't win with Trout and Ohtani?
Probably not.
And if they have the biggest check, yes.
I don't think so.
I definitely think so.
I don't think so.
Okay,
you might be right, but they're not going to have the biggest check.
Yeah, I think the biggest check is going to be the Mets.
The biggest check's going to come from one of the usuals.
Probably three to five teams that can afford him.
I think the Dodgers would be right there. I heard one of the analysts say that Ohtani, who they gave this ridiculous deferred contract, but like $700 million, they said Ohtani being there makes that team basically a cash machine.
Because
they just print money.
From all the Japanese or whatever?
I guess all the marketing deals they have.
Yeah.
Who knows?
All right, here.
But that they could afford anything because it's just having Ohtani is worth that much.
I mean, here, listen to Juan say this.
I feel like every team has the same opportunities when I'm going to the free agency. I don't want to say anybody has any advantage because at the end of the day, we're going to look what they have and how much they want me.
It sounds like if you're going to pay me the most, $1 more, I'm going to go to you.
I just don't believe it.
I believe it because I don't
believe he'd go to the Colorado Rockies if they pay, you know, if they paid $1 more than the Mets or the Yankees.
It is kind of shocking to look at Ohtani's deferred money. He's getting paid $68 million every year from 2034 to 2043.
I mean, better hope he's alive.
I mean, A-Rod went to the crappy Rangers just because they had the biggest paycheck.
I feel like he would because he just lets Boris dictate for him. Boris, I'll be honest with you, kind of cucks him a little bit. He just kind of just tells him what to do, and he just does it.
Yeah.
I'll be honest with you. So I do think that he would go to the highest bidder, but I don't think, I think it's kind of a wasted time because I don't think any of these teams that you're bringing up are going to be in the mix.
Correct.
Yeah.
That's why we would never know.
And I certainly, listen, I would love it, and I think the intrigue is, well, that means the Nats have a shot. I just don't think the Nats are going to pay. The Nats would have a shot. I'm sure Juan would love to play here if all things were sort of equal. Like, if we equaled the Mets, would he come here? He might.
Yeah, maybe. I don't think they're ever going to come close to that. There's only four or five teams that are really going to be in that mix.
He said no doors are closed. Who else would he be talking about?
I mean, I think he's just saying, hey, if you got the money,
I think it's a strategic statement
to
let everyone know, all right, let's see what kind of money you got.
Right. He's not shutting anybody out.
But he knows. I mean,
he's
not stupid.
His cost has only gone up from when he turned us down the last time.
Yeah.
We think we're going to step forward with another $200-300 million. I don't see it.
I don't know if it was Kirkchin or Olney. One of those guys said that minimum his number is going to start with a 7.
That's so
potentially an $800 million.
Well, that's going to have to include a lot of deferred money too, right? I mean, it's getting so absurd.
However it is.
Maybe half of it.
Yeah.
I mean, there were 10 teams that had payrolls north of $200 million this past season. 10. That's a lot.
Yeah.
But I would guess
that'll be one of the teams he signs with.
Jason speculated about the World Series ratings. I did see, and I don't know if it was just for Game 5, it was their highest number since actually the Nationals against the Astros.
What was it? 15, 16 million?
In that range? Was it an average number, or was it just the one game that was the highest?
I think he said the one game.
Oh, okay.
I want to say game like 18 or 19 million viewers.
For that last game.
That's a lot.
I'll go back and check it.
Yeah, I mean, I knew it would be.
I mean, in L.A. and New York in particular. Okay, it's a 7-year high, according to this story.
Since 17.
Look, as great as Juan is, and I loved him. I mean, what's not to love about Juan? Like, just had great attitude. Fans love, like, everything. I don't even know if you invest that much in a player if it's worth it. I mean,
I know who won't be doing it. The Learners.
Yeah, I don't think the Learners will do it. But it's like these big deals, they almost seem to backfire on people.
Yeah.
I mean, Shohei's had an unbelievable year. But, I mean, injuries are always going to be part of that equation for that guy. Part of the reason why they gave him so much is his versatility. They couldn't use that this year.
Yeah, but he was one of the main reasons they won a World Series.
For sure.
He had a 50-50 season.
Worked out for him.
No, yeah.
That's just think of the absurdity. He had a 50-50 season.
Yeah. I disrespect it a little bit because the way they've changed things and stolen bases.
A little bit easier to steal bases.
I mean, he's not Ricky Henderson, you know.
If I were a team that's going to outlay that sort of money for him, I'd be looking. And look, Boris might just shoot this right out of the water. We're not going to give you like a 12 or 13-year deal because you know those last 3, maybe 4 years, you're going to be paying $70+ million
for a guy.
Yeah,
but still pretty young. How
old
is he?
He's 26.
Still pretty young. But I mean,
you want to pay him $80 million a year when he's 39 years old? I wouldn't want to do that.
But the last year, maybe.
I think Toronto is a dark horse for him.
Because?
Well, they tried to get Ohtani, but they didn't have the
quite enough.
Well, no, just the being in L.A. Like, Ohtani wanted to be in L.A. Juan seems like he's going to go where they have the most money. And if
don't you get murdered on taxes if you play in Canada?
Yeah, but you get taxed all over the country wherever you're playing.
Right, so the majority of it
would be obviously in
Canada,
Toronto. Yeah,
I feel like you get murdered there.
You get murdered in California. Shohei doesn't care.
Yeah,
but I feel like it would be an even playing field if it's all about money for Juan and Toronto tried to woo Ohtani here and they couldn't get him in Toronto because he wanted to stay in California. It kind of evens the playing field for him.
They're one of those top 10 teams. They're at number 9 in payroll for last season. They spent money.
If you're a Yankee fan, are you offended that he's not seemingly showing a little preference to the Yankees? I mean, you might be a little bit hurt.
You're a fan?
I would think you're a little butt hurt. You might be a little bit butt hurt because you would think you'd have a huge advantage. Because they've completely embraced him, right?
Definitely.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know, man.
Yeah, but Shohei's contract goes through 2043.
Right. That's what Cake said. Like, he gets like $68 million for like the last 10 years of it.
He gets 68 from 34 to 43.
I can't even comprehend that sort of compensation.
No.
Let's punch up our contestants. We're going to play Fact or Fiction. We have that $100 gift card to Metropolitan Hospitality Group on the line.
All right. Let's go to Chris in Woodbridge. Hey, Chris.
Morning, John.
What's up, Chris?
Morning, buddy.
Hey, Chris. Fact or Fiction. Victor Wembanyama showed up to his game yesterday dressed up as No Face, fully cloaked, dressed up. That's a silent creature who has no qualms devouring humans. Did Victor Wembanyama dressed up as No Face?
That's false. That's false.
Sorry, it's fact.
Too many details. I mean, you should. I mean,
there
Chris,
was a
you
lot
should know.
Of
I mean,
details.
Jake, had a million details. In
Last
there.
Year, he dressed up as Slender Man. Maybe okay. That's what you're thinking of.
Well, Slender Man's terrifying.
So what they called his game last night a five by five.
It's the first I've heard of it.
I've never heard of five
the
by
record,
five.
The record, I guess, is six.
Explain the five categories.
I guess it points, rebounds, steals, blocks, and assists.
Five or more.
Yeah. So really the hard one is the blocks and the steals.
Yeah. And he had five steals, five blocks.
Yeah.
That's a good fantasy night.
And I guess
the
second time it's happened in his career, Kirilenko, I think they said it happened three times, and somebody else had six. I can't remember.
AK-47.
You could get the six.
I think that's what they used to call Andre Kirilenko.
You don't want to put turnovers in there.
I can't remember who the all-time leader is, but it's only six, and he's got two already. So I guess that's a thing now, five by five.
The Spurs were at plus, I mean, the Jazz are terrible. They're 0-5. Mm-hmm. He was plus 43 in the point differential when he was on the floor.
I don't like seeing that. Wiz got to catch the Jazz for those the number combinations or ping pong balls, however they do the lottery.
Why? What are they?
They're 0-5.
Right.
They're pulling ahead.
Hey, we're 500, right?
Yeah.
Dude, we're 500, buddy.
It's kind of a problem.
Our starting lineup is butt young.
Very young. Look
they might
young.
Be the youngest in the league.
I mean, it's crazy.
Well, I don't know if they're the youngest in the league.
I mean, they're starting three rookies.
Almost three teenagers.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're probably
and
pretty close.
And Koulibaly, and then there's one. Is there a third-year guy in there or no?
Well, they're starting.
Well, Keyshawn George. Well, he's not
they're
starting.
The three rookies I thought were starting.
Right. I mean, Jordan Poole's not old.
Poole and Kuzma.
Poole's the oldest.
Yeah.
He's like 25 or 26 maybe.
All right, let's go to Chris in Warrington. Hey, Chris, what's up, buddy?
Hey, what's up, Dunks?
What's up?
Chris, fact or fiction? The first two World Series games had higher TV viewers in Japan than the United States.
I'm going to go fact.
That is a fact. Congratulations. You win that $100 gift card courtesy of Metropolitan Hospitality Group. That's good at any of their restaurants like Open Road, Circa, Heirloom Salt Trio, or El Bebe. Enjoy.
Thank you. That's why
the Dodgers can print money. 15.2 million television viewers in Japan in each of the first two games of the World Series on average compared to 14.5 million in the United States.
Well, they want to watch Mookie Betts.
Yeah.
They're big Mookie Betts
fans. Yeah, that's what they're tuning in for.
How old is Mookie Betts?
30 or maybe early 30s.
He has a struggling hairline.
Right?
He's about to join Team Bald. Is that
Team
what you're
bald.
Saying? Team Bald. We welcome
Team Bald.
You,
he's got, what do you call it? He's got the horseshoe.
Oh, that's male pattern baldness.
You can see the horseshoe.
Yeah, Drabby and I know the pain of that. Male pattern baldness. It's
so
not Jason, crazy.
He just turned 32.
According to this story, the final game had 18.6 million viewers.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Which was a 7-year high for the World Series for a Game 5. Mm-hmm. The series as an average was at 15.81 million viewers across all platforms, making it the biggest World Series since the Astros' Game 7 victory over the Dodgers in 2017.
And if the Yankees didn't choke and blow that huge 5-run lead in Game 5, just imagine what the numbers would have been for Game 6 or 7 this weekend. They would have played Game 6 tonight.
Yeah, would have grown. All right, we got Kevin McCarthy to talk movies coming up at 7 o'clock. Then we're going to hit the Skins at 7:20 on a Football Friday here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.